We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. New York City schools will be back in session in about a month and a half. Remote learning is out this year. One issue for classrooms is how far apart the students will be seated.
Councilmember Mark Traeger says he hears from principals.
Right now, the plan is schools, you're on your own. That's the plan.
Where to put all students, given a 3-foot COVID safety requirement and some schools dealing with overcrowding? The measure calls for 14 or 21 students per class, depending on the physical classroom size. Teachers Union President Michael Mulgrew calls this a legal and health issue.
And we, New York City, is going to start, finally, moving our school system into a place that makes an appropriate educational and safe setting for every student who walks into a school building.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr. has unveiled the list of performers for the homecoming concert at Orchard Beach on August 16th. The acts include the Furious Five and Grandmaster Melly Mel, KRS-One.
We also have the best storyteller ever in hip-hop, Slick Rick, another friend of mine. Lottie Dottie,
we like to party.
We don't cause trouble, we don't bother nobody. We're just some men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic.
The show on Staten Island will be the next day. Performers include Ghostface Killah and Ray Kwan. That will be at Richmond County Bank Park. On the 19th, it's Brooklyn's turn at the Brooklyn Army Terminal. Big Daddy Kane and Designer will headline there. At Forest Hill Stadium in Queens on the 20th, you can see George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars and Too Short. The biggest concert in Central Park will come last on Saturday the 21st, with a long roster of stars including Bruce Springsteen, Paul Simon, Jennifer Hudson, and Andrea Bocelli. Confused about the masking guidance from the CDC, Mayor de Blasio says city health experts are studying the recommendations.
We're going to have more to say on that at the beginning of next week. The bottom line here is there's a lot of places where masks are mandated right now. Our schools, hospitals, congregate settings, mass transit. And then we've advised everyone who is unvaccinated to wear a mask.
In New York State, infections have increased by 150% over the past 2 weeks. Hospitalizations are up 69%. Most of those becoming infected or getting sick have not been vaccinated. The man behind Union Square Cafe, Gramercy Tavern, Blue Smoke, and so many other great restaurants is going to require his employees and his diners to be vaccinated. Danny Meyer appeared today on CNBC's Squawk Box.
We're following the lead of both city, state, and federal government, and we're going to do this ourselves in our restaurants in New York City and in Washington, D.C., our full-service restaurants, to require that all staff members be vaccinated. And also to require that guests who want to dine indoors in our restaurants show proof that they've been vaccinated.
Meyer says he's not a scientist, but he knows how to read data. And what he sees is that COVID is now a crisis of people who have not been vaccinated. Mayor de Blasio applauds Meyer's decision.
This is a major step by a major employer here in this city, sending a message, just like we sent a message with our vaccine mandate for city employees.
Meyer also started the Shake Shack chain and remains chairman of the publicly traded company. He says Shake Shack will make the appropriate decision on a vaccine policy at the appropriate time. A nasty mishap in the Bronx this morning. A Beeline bus slammed into a subway support pole on Jerome Avenue in the Norwood section. 14 people were hurt. One is in critical condition. On the Citizen app, the driver told a passerby he plans to retire this year, and this was his first accident. Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has been charged with sexually assaulting a teenage boy during a wedding reception in 1974. He's believed to be the first cardinal in the United States to ever be criminally charged with a sex crime against a minor. The alleged victim's attorney, Mitchell Garabedian, joined us live here on 1010 Winds today.
It sends a message to the Vatican and to the cardinals.
Thanks for listening to the All Local leadership from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
To help victims become survivors and lead better lives.
McCarrick was defrocked in 2019 after a Vatican investigation confirmed decades of rumors that he was a sexual predator who targeted both adults and children. In response to the most recent charge, McCarrick's lawyer said he and his client look forward to addressing the case in court. A 19-year-old artist painted a Black Lives Matter mural earlier this month on a Garden State Parkway underpass in Clifton. Well, today, officials announced that it will soon be taken down. They say it's because there have been complaints from the community about the raised fist portion of the mural. But the mural's removal doesn't mean a ban on support in Clifton for Black Lives Matter. City Manager Dominic Villano says he wants supporters to have a place in the community to have their voices heard. He says he plans to bring the issue up at a future city council meeting.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.